Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, Sales Success Coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing potential clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to show up for people with no judgment, which allows people to look at what's happening in their life without shame or guilt, so they can make the changes necessary to improve their health. So I am super excited to introduce Stella Luesho. Now, Stella is a national board certified health and wellness coach, specializing in weight management and diabetes prevention coaching. Trained in behavioral change and motivational interviewing, she helps food lovers reduce their sugar cravings and manage their weight so that they can improve their glucose levels without dieting or giving up cheese, bread, or chocolate. Now, Stella is also the best-selling author of Sleep It Off, A Revolutionary Guide to Losing Weight, Beating Diabetes, and Feeling Your Best Through Optimal Rest. Now, born and raised in France, Stella has been living in the U.S. for 21 years with her husband and three daughters. Well, welcome, Stella. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you so much, Wendy. Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, and, you know, I just love how you're helping people, you know, manage one of those big challenges that so many of us have, you know, their weight. And without dieting, I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Yeah, it's been such a privilege to be able to accompany people, you know, in their journey toward better health. I feel very lucky, very grateful to be able to do what I love.
Such important work as well. So, and I'm curious here, Stella, you know, top of mind question always for me is, what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
Yeah, right. So it's actually, you know, several pieces of a puzzle that came together. I was working in corporate. I was a content manager for the cooking website, allrecipes.com.
Oh, wow. Now,
you might know it, right?
Yeah.
And one aspect of my work was to answer users' questions about the recipes that were published on the website. And doing so made me realize the level of distress and guilt that so many people were experiencing around food, and especially here in the US, you know, and how hard it was for so many adults to reconcile the idea of healthy eating with happy and delicious eating.
Right. It's like they couldn't belong in the same sentence, right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, you know, I could have just not really noticed it, but it was actually breaking my heart because it was taking me back decades ago when I myself was struggling with my weight and trying, you know, all the possible diets and binge eating and starving myself and all that and yo-yo dieting. So when I saw that what I had experienced before and the problem that I had actually solved for myself years ago was torturing so many people, that's when I decided that I had to step up. I really had to do something to help. And that's when I decided to go back to school, you know, get certified in nutrition and in diabetes prevention and behavioral change and most recently becoming a national board certified health and wellness coach.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. So you really you really shifted from, you know, just simply providing great content for the recipe, is it recipes.com, right? Is that what you said?
Allrecipes.com.
Allrecipes.com,
yeah.
Into just this complete realm of supporting people through their, it's almost like a dysfunction they had, you know, or, you know, like we said in bringing you on to the show, just this, you know, guilt and shame and all sorts of things wrapped around foods that they really love to eat, but, you know, created all this awful sort of, you know, reality when they would eat them. So, so yeah, I love that. So how long have you had your own coaching practice and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
Oh yeah. So it's been 4 years. And at first, you know, leaving corporate was really scary for me. And at first I thought, you know, I am going to become a coach so that I can work for a coaching company or a healthcare provider and be an employee again. But very quickly, I realized that it was great to do that because then I didn't have to sell my services, right? I would just be employed and have clients. Right. But on the other hand, I didn't have the freedom to coach the way I really wanted to coach. And I could not really use my approach, which is a little bit atypical. Like it's a very unique approach that, you know, with a lot of focus on happiness and pleasure, and that does not necessarily fit or sit very well with coaching companies. So that's when I decided, well, actually, if I really want to do what I want to do and really help people with an approach that's different from what's already out there, I need to really be on my own. I need to work for myself and I need to sell my services.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, that was a big shift for me.
I love that. You know, just standing strong in what really aligned for you. You know, the safest way would be to go and join another team, you know, being yet in this, you know, one player in a bigger picture, in a bigger team, or, you know, a bigger corporation, something else that you were just a part of. But I love the fact that you really honored the, you know, what I call your, you know, your mission, the fire in your belly behind the fact that, you know, no, wait, I need to focus. I want to focus. And it's so important to focus on happiness and pleasure. And I'm not going to give that up. So yeah, I love that. That's fantastic. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building your practice?
Oh my, yes. I would say that the biggest one was this self-doubt. Like, am I good enough to do this? Can I really help people? You know, I am a very rational person. I believe in numbers, in facts, in science. And at first, I didn't really know if I was able to do this and really be helpful for others. I had the expertise, I had the knowledge, but would I be able to translate that into really providing support to the people who would come to me? So that was, I think, the biggest challenge for me to overcome.
Right. Yeah. No, that is a lot of responsibility, right? To be able to actually deliver for somebody what you're stating you can, understanding that the human is quite complex and there's a lot going on in between, you know, those two ears that create the complexities. And it is difficult to have, especially that lasting change around weight, because it has been something typically that people have wrestled with for many, many, many years. So can you maybe share a technique that you used yourself to help overcome those self-doubts?
Mm-hmm, sure, yeah. So I used two, actually. First, I went for the highest credential that I could get as a health and wellness coach, just for myself, because nobody ever asks me for my credentials, but it was for me to know that I was meeting, you know, the standards of the national board. But then the second technique I used was that I just started coaching and coaching and coaching as much as I could, sometimes for free, sometimes for very cheap at first, just to be able to build that track record and to have all those success stories. They're not my stories, they're stories from my clients, right? Mm-hmm. And they're the ones doing all the work, but knowing that I was able to empower them and help them do what they had to do and what they wanted to do. Right. I started really, you know, looking at the numbers and looking at the facts and be able to finally trust myself mm-hmm. that, yeah, I was actually making a difference. And that gave me a lot of self-confidence, and that helped me relax and be more out there right. without second guessing myself all yeah. the time.
You've got to just jump in and do it, right? And prove to yourself instead of just like wondering and doubting and perfectionism and, well, wait, let me work on my website a little bit more and let me do some of these other things a little bit more. And it's like, no, let's just coach. Let's just get out there, even if it isn't quite at the bill rate or the, you know, the investment level that I really want to be asking and you know, the value that I provide warrants. But yeah, I love that. Just get moving and get out there in a way that provides that proof for yourself, especially since you're a very factual, you know, based person. So yeah, great. And obviously, Stella, you're an expert at helping people really overcome their weight challenges and prevent, you know, diabetes, which is huge. But how do you feel about the client enrollment or, you know, sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yes, I do. This is pretty much where most.
There wasn't any hesitation there, right?
You know, it's with time I've realized that when it comes to one-on-one coaching, I don't feel like I'm selling anything, because I meet with prospects, I tell them about my services, and then they just decide, you know, do they want it or do they not want it? Mm-hmm. I really, it's more of a conversation. But with COVID, I had to provide services online, virtual classes, group coaching. And also I really enjoy doing that part of my work, because it allows me to make my services very affordable mm-hmm. to people who need them. But then that's when I have to sell those programs. I have to sell online. I have to sell those classes in social media. And this is a huge challenge for me, mm-hmm. finding a way, you know, to let people understand what it is really that I'm offering, what value they can get out of it, and also not feel like I keep selling and selling and selling. I want people to understand that I offer value, but I don't like to feel salesy. Mm-hmm. So this has been really an issue for me, the online selling.
Yeah. And that is a big shift in, you know, when you're meeting one-on-one with somebody, you know, you can ask questions, you can have a conversation, and you can answer their questions and listen to where their true frustrations are. And when you're putting up a sales page or, you know, an opt-in page or something where people just, okay, they read the copy and they make their decision, then there's none of that conversation that occurs, which changes the whole dynamic, right? So yeah, that is a very common frustration out there, especially when, like you said, so many people are really wanting a virtual opportunity to be able to tap into your knowledge and expertise in a way that fits them either through their budget or through their time constraints or location. But yeah, I'd be happy to provide you with a little bit of insight around that if you'd like.
Oh, I would love to.
Okay. Yeah. So and let me just ask you one question here. So do you have a short video as part of your sales page?
So for some of my services, I do. For others, I don't.
Mm-hmm. Because that is a great opportunity for people, as long as it's a short video, to get a sense of your passion and your focus and really, in a sense, create some trust and likability through that, through a very easy, almost conversational video, right? Where you're not having that two-way conversation, but you're coming from a place of having a natural conversation in more of a sharing about your approach or the outcomes of your work. So that's one thing I would recommend utilize on every online platform where you're making an offer for any of your programs, or I think you have a group program or virtual online program as well. So, and then the other thing is, and it comes down to the fact that your industry, right, weight loss, is something that people want the quick fix, right? Which it sounds like you probably, you want the lifestyle, you want to create a more of a holistic approach based on, you know, your certification being within health and wellness, specializing in weight management. So is that true? You know, weight loss is obviously an important factor, but is it everything that you offer?
No, you're totally right. I mean, for the way I look at it, the services that I do offer, weight loss is actually a byproduct of all the changes that people make in their lifestyle. So I focus a lot on sleep and stress and daily physical activity and those things. So a very holistic approach. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And there's an interesting thing that occurs with people, and it comes down to what their perception is of the problem. And it might not be the real problem, but they're not aware of solving some other problem that you are aware of. Hopefully you're following this, this breadcrumb trail, but it's like, say you go to the dentist and you want just a simple brightening of your teeth. You know, I want them all white and to look great. And, you know, they say, oh, I'm sorry, but, you know, that isn't the problem. The problem is, you know, something else. So I'm not going to give you that teeth whitening. And it's like, what? You know, and they're disappointed and they'll probably just leave. You're not providing me what I want. And so the same comes down with, you know, your offer being, yes, weight loss is a byproduct, but to get to the weight loss, it comes down to other aspects that you know are really critical. So the important thing here to incorporate is you do have to offer what it is that people want, but it's not a bait and switch, if you will, not by any means. And that's why I was asking, do you have a video where you explain, you know, you're offering weight loss, but your video explains weight loss is just the byproduct, actually, because the work that we're doing is completely changing your outlook, or, you know, whatever it is, blah, blah, blah. I don't know the details. And that will help people to gain buy-in to your approach, you know, so you're not forcing something that people don't want and wondering why they aren't buying it, because they don't want that. What they want is something that you have to honor, but then also explain that it is a byproduct, or it is going to happen. But what's also going to happen is you're going to be happy and, you know, enjoy eating and da 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 da, you know, the other things. So does that make sense? It's just it's a slight shift in focus.
I think it's brilliant. Actually, oh, good. Okay. I'm a little bit like, wow, why didn't I see that earlier? yeah, I think it's exactly, I mean, you totally nailed it. And this, you know, this gap between what people want and what I offer, but explaining it is actually,
That's the key. Yeah. And then it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
So unless we utilize that video. So yeah, well, good. I'm glad that landed for you. And I would love to hear, you know, how that rolls when you make some edits to your sales page and share with me the, you know, the improvements there in your conversions. And, you know, Stella, we have just been through, you know, a period of time here that has been really difficult for so many people when it comes to eating. I'm talking about the pandemic and weight loss, weight gain, weight management, and binge eating. I mean, there's been a lot of coping that has had to go on to deal with, you know, the fears around health and, you know, financial situations, people being furloughed. I mean, just working from home with the kids at home and everybody's at home, you know, that creates stress. And food is one of those things that a lot of people use to, you know, as coping mechanisms. So can you maybe share a little bit about, you know, the pandemic and the impact that it's had on the work that you do?
Yeah, sure. So I think what's been really clear for me is that people have been really struggling more and more with their sugar cravings because of what you just explained, right? Coping with food. And the thing is, you know, there's all the emotional aspect to cravings and binge eating, but there is also the physiological aspect, which makes it so that the more you binge or the more sugar you eat, the more you want it. So the cravings are skyrocketing and it's become a true issue like for so many people that I have really focused a lot of my attention on that, on the sugar cravings. I've created programs just to address the sugar cravings. And the other thing is stress. I mean, stress has been also extremely high. Mm-hmm. And this is an area where I was not working that much on stress before the pandemic. People did not really have that need so present when they were trying to lose weight or manage their blood sugar. But now, like it's one of the most important aspects of our work, stress and sleep. And my book has been a real a good tool to help my clients with their sleep and managing their stress.
Right. Yeah. No, I kind of assumed that your work has really been important in supporting people through this chapter phase. I'm hoping it is a, you know, closed door here soon, but you know, who knows? And it's ongoing in terms of just the stress that it does have in people's lives and just having to shift and deal with the continued uncertainties. I mean, just yesterday, you know, what, 2,000 flights got canceled. You know, people wanting to get out and travel. No, you can't. And so there's just this constant, like you said, stress that just keeps happening. So managing those cravings is definitely something that I'm sure has been of huge value for so many people. And Stella, I'm curious if you could just share a little bit more specifically, how do you work with people who, you know, they love to eat, but they, you know, want to finally gain control over their weight, you know, without dieting or, you know, manage their diabetes? Can you share a little bit about your philosophy or your approach?
Sure, of course. So my approach is very individual. So when I work with someone, the very first thing that we do is we actually spend about 2 weeks just understanding exactly what's going on in their life. You know, their eating habits, their sleep, their stress level, their relationship to food. Like we look at everything that's happening in their life. And this is what I call an initial evaluation. And it gives us an excellent snapshot of their lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And then from there, we work together to put a holistic plan of action to help them reach their goals, you know, whether it's weight loss or improving their blood sugar numbers. We want to make a plan that focuses on keeping all the good habits that they have, because most people have great habits and they're doing a lot of great things. And we want to make sure that we maintain that and we even, like, you know, emphasize those great habits. And together, we only touch on what really needs to be changed so that they don't have to waste, you know, their willpower and their energy on things that are not going to matter in the end. So this is a very, very individualized way of looking at weight loss and health, because we kind of pinpoint everything that needs to be changed. And then we tackle every issue one after another. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, I don't want anyone to commit to working with me, you know, on an ongoing basis without they know who I am and how I talk and, you know, my ways of doing things. So we do the initial evaluations, takes about 2 weeks, and then people decide whether they want to work with me or they want to work with someone else or they want to do the work on their own, because some people just needed the insight. They didn't need, you know, they don't need accountability or guidance. Mm-hmm. So those people go and they work on their own. And most people, they can really use the support and the encouragement and the guidance and the education and the accountability. So then they commit to ongoing coaching with me. But I don't want anyone to commit to anything before they really know what I'm all about. Mm-hmm. It's important.
Yeah, no, that's really generous. And, you know, to obviously put in a lot of work within those 2 weeks to, you know, gain that clarity on what's going on in their life, you know, get that clear understanding of what their lifestyle is and what they're eating, when, how they're sleeping, you know, all that to just lay out the clear starting point. It's kind of like, you know, you turn on your Google map, you know, can't give you directions on how to get where you want to go unless they know where you are. So it's the same kind of approach that you take. And I love the fact that, you know, once you've created that clear understanding of what's going on for them in their life, well, then, you know, put together a very customized plan of action to reach their individual goals and taking inventory. I love this part, taking inventory of and emphasizing the good habits that they have. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard that before.
It's critical because a lot of people, you know, come to me, they're pretty much hopeless. They've been blamed for, mm-hmm. you know, their weight, they've been blamed for their blood sugar and they don't need more of that. They need to know that actually they're doing a lot of things right. Mm-hmm. And that they can totally make small changes that will in the end really add up and make a big difference.
Yeah. In their lives. Yeah. It's very empowering and very refreshing too. So, well, how can listeners learn more about you and this great work that you do?
Well, I think the easiest way is to go to my website, mm-hmm. allonzycoaching.com. So it's allonzcoaching.com. Just for the little story, allons-y means let's go in French. French for let's go. So that's everything is on my website. They can find me on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. And also my book is available on Amazon, Sleep It Off. Mm-hmm. It's available on Amazon and on my website as well. Okay. So that's the best way.
All right. Fantastic. So that's allonzycoaching.com. And that's allonzcoaching.com. And be sure to look in the show notes for the links to all of her social platforms. And absolutely, boy, look for that book, Sleep It Off. I'll find that on Amazon. Well, fantastic. Well, Stella, you have already shared a lot of wisdom here and insights through our conversation, but if I could tap on you one last time. In looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Yeah, I would have two things that come in mind. The first one is whatever it is that you're meant to do, that you want to do, do as much of that as possible and don't spend too much time on, you know, designing your logo and working on your website. Just do what it is that you want to do. For me, was coaching, because this is going to be a great way to learn exactly what your clients want so that you can really design your offer with your client in mind rather than designing everything. And then you realize, well, actually, this is not what my people need. So that would be the first one. And the second one is surround yourself with other business owners. Don't assume that your loved ones are going to understand anything about your business and your struggles. They are often like, they mean well, but actually, I think we need to interact with people who are really going through the same challenges and struggles. It's very empowering.
Right. Yeah. No, that definitely is great advice. Both of those. I love that. Just get out there and do some coaching and interact and provide that value and that service and, you know, have those one-on-one experiences to really understand truly what your ideal clients love and crave and what they need in terms of the expertise you provide. So that's solid advice. And then yes, the, you know, our helpful circle of influence sometimes isn't all that helpful. They're well-meaning, like I think you said, which is a polite way of saying it. but to really seek that support team of others that are in a similar situation and can provide that solid support and maybe be, you know, 5 or 6 or 10 steps ahead of you and provide that you can do it kind of encouragement as well. So yeah, thank you for providing both of those huge nuggets of wisdom. So, and you know, Estella, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your corporate work as a content manager there with allrecipes.com. You know, where obviously you love food and providing that, you know, those great recipes so others can enjoy food, but then starting to realize that, you know, there's this real riff between people and, you know, how they're feeling about food and this love-hate affair that's going on. And it's kind of damaging, right? And creating a lot of stress and the opposite of well-being and really leaning into a whole new focus and getting your certification, you're a national board certified health and wellness coach, and now helping people with weight management and diabetes prevention through a very holistic, unique approach that lands squarely in happiness and pleasure, which I love. So I've really enjoyed our conversation, and I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity and for the great insight that you gave me.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, my pleasure. And again, for all our listeners, you can reach Stella Luachot. Did I say that right?
Yes, perfect.
And again, for all our listeners, you can reach Stella Luachot through her website, and that's allonzycoaching.com. And be sure to follow her on the various social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. And obviously, sounds like that book, Sleep It Off, is a wealth of information and probably will provide some very unique insights around weight management without having to give up chocolate. Yay. Who doesn't want that? All right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of what I call compassionate selling, where you've fully supported your potential clients' decision-making process by providing them everything they need to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. So are you 100% confident that you're fully supporting your potential clients? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Stella Luachot. And as always, here's to your success.